From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. President Donald Trump says he is canceling the last administration's deal with Cuba. President Donald Trump has begun undoing some parts of his predecessor's historic opening to Cuba. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuban military and intelligence services. A Cuban military conglomerate is estimated to control more than half of the country's economy. In a speech in Miami's Little Havana district, Trump said he took steps toward fulfilling a campaign promise that helped him win last November's election in the battleground state of Florida, where the Cuban-American vote was instrumental in pushing him over the top. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice, is also probing the finances and business dealings of the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. The Washington Post reported Mueller's probe into Kushner's financial transactions Thursday. As for the president, the investigation is on whether he tried to obstruct justice during the investigation into the alleged collusion between Trump staffers and Russia. Fred Wertheimer is president and CEO of the nonpartisan group Democracy 21.
This has been a major development in the investigation, but all signs are that the investigation of whether the president was obstructing justice began even before Mueller was there. The reports indicate that shortly after Comey was fired, an investigation was opened into whether the president had obstructed justice.
This is VOA News. The online retail giant Amazon is buying grocery chain Whole Foods in a deal worth $13.7 billion. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos issued a statement praising Whole Foods, saying millions of people love the upscale grocery chain because it offers the best natural and organic foods. Whole Foods Market was founded in 1978 in Austin, Texas. It employs more than 70,000 people in the United States, Canada, and the UK. 22-year-old American student Oda Warmbier's five-day visit as a tourist to North Korea last year turned into a 17-month detention after authorities accused him of hostile acts against the state. Now back in the States, released early by Pyongyang, much of his imprisonment in the North remains unclear. VOA's Kane Farabaugh reports.
Wyoming, Ohio is about as far away from North Korea as you can get. But the two places are now linked by Fred Warmbier's family tragedy.
The fact that he was taken and treated this way is horrible, and it's tough to process.
Speaking to reporters as Otto Warmbier lies in a Cincinnati hospital in a condition doctors call unresponsive wakefulness. Fred Warmbier had harsh words for the North Koreans he said brutally treated his son.
We went for 15 months without a word from or about Otto. It was only a week ago that we were informed that the North Korean government now claims he was in a coma for almost all of that time.
North Korea is still holding three other American citizens. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Wyoming, Ohio.
The International Organization for Migration reports there are ongoing efforts to rescue around 200 migrants from Somalia and Ethiopia who have been kidnapped in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
News of the kidnappings and illegal detentions in Libya first surfaced in a video which appeared on Facebook on June 9th. The International Organization for Migration says families of the missing men and women have received ransom demands based on short video clips depicting scenes of active torture. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA the source of the video is not known, but there is little doubt as to its veracity. The IOM reports it is working with partners to try to locate the migrants. It says IOM staff, in coordination with authorities in Libya, is trying to trace and potentially aid in the rescue of these victims. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more news, log on to voanews.com. I'm Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.